Newscast. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump is on a 36-hour tour of India, his first official state visit to the country. Stops have included the Taj Mahal and Gandhi's home. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Namaste. At a Namaste Trump rally Namaste. With India's prime minister at a huge cricket stadium that undoubtedly is the biggest audience the India. President has ever addressed, Trump spoke of a trade deal honor. He's been hoping for Let but not gotten.
By. He's a very tough negotiator.
One thing he did get.
Our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces.
And he got a lot of applause when he said the U.S. was working with India's neighbor Pakistan to crack down on militants operating on the Pakistani border. I'm Julie Walker.
A spokesperson for the World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak remains an international emergency that is likely to spread further. Sharp rises in new cases have been reported in Iran, Italy, and South Korea. South Korea reports over 800 infections in the past week. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
The center of South Korea's coronavirus outbreak is the southeastern city of Daegu, where authorities urged residents to stay home. Many businesses closed. On Monday, at a large department store that did open, a long line of customers snaked around the building. They're trying to buy face masks, which in some cases have shot up in price. Masks and other emergency supplies have sold out of many stores in Seoul, which has reported a smaller surge in infections. One resident in Seoul's Jongno district says she stockpiled face masks and says she's looking to buy hand sanitizer. She says she thinks the outbreak will last a long time. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. An Iranian official says a staggering 50 people have died there from the new coronavirus this month. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The new death toll is significantly higher than the latest number of nationwide confirmed cases of infections that Iranian officials had announced earlier, just over 10 out of nearly 50 cases. By way of explanation, the health ministry says lawmakers have no access to coronavirus statistics and could be mixing figures on deaths related to other diseases like the flu with the new virus. Still, the number of deaths compared to the number of confirmed infections from the virus is higher in Iran than in any other country, including China and South Korea, where the outbreak is far more widespread. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German authorities say a car drove into a crowd at a carnival parade in the town of Volkmarsen Monday. Police say several people are believed to be injured, adding they have detained the driver. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and government of national accord, who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, and that's where we hear from Lisa Schlein.
The president of the Presidency Council of the Government of National Accord of Libya, Fayez Mustafa Sarraj, quickly departed from diplomatic niceties to complain about the lack of UN and international support for his beleaguered government. He condemned the assault on the capital Tripoli by rebel commander Khalifa Haftar, whom he branded a war criminal. He said Haftar's military offensive, which began April 2019, has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands. Sarraj said civilians, airports, hospitals, and infrastructure have been targeted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump says a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group later this week. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan, with U.S., Taliban, and Afghan forces agreeing not to launch offensive operations for a week. The office of Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he submitted his resignation to the king Monday. Mahathir's resignation follows talks over the weekend between some members of his party and opposition groups on forming a new government to prevent the transition of power to his handpicked successor, Anwar Ibrahim. According to analysts, the king could decide if any political group has a parliamentary majority. Otherwise, the king may dissolve the parliament for snap elections. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.